Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio. We have Kelly Stevenson. Am I pronouncing that correct? Is it Stevenson?
It is Stevenson. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. And you're from Kimberly Clark's Huggies brand, Mom Inspired program, grant program, which is very, very interesting. 21 grants given out, 15,000 each. This is the second year that they're doing it, launching in spring. Take a look at HuggiesMomInspired.com. Great website for you to take a look and see all the different requirements that are needed to apply for this grant, and all the rules, and everything is completely disclosed. Non-disclosure agreements are signed. A patent is not required. A lot of questions coming in similar to what we discussed, and obviously people want to know about it and be able to apply for it. And you said earlier that it's for mompreneurs. So the husbands or the guys that are listening, grab a girl and put together something that's mom inspired from a mompreneur and get that grant in there. So
that's right.
Apply for that grant. So Kelly, let's talk about some of the winners from your grant program. And we have Linda Varga on the line. She'll start us off. And, Kelly, maybe you could just kind of introduce Linda to the show.
Certainly. Linda has two children, and she created a product called the Solar Eclipse Easy Shade. And it stemmed from Linda being out on the soccer field and at the beach with her kids and being in activities with them and always having the sun on her and thinking, why isn't there something that can help block the sun? And out of that came this idea for the Easy Shade. And Linda was one of our first-year recipients. And with her seed capital, she used the money to purchase inventory in China. And the really neat thing is since then, her business has grown tenfold. And
fantastic.
So it's really a fantastic story. And I'm going to let Linda tell you because she can do it better justice than I can. but it's really exciting to see us give this money and watch our winners use it and watch their businesses grow.
Great. That's super. Okay, Linda, welcome to the show.
Hello, Brian and Kelly.
Congratulations. When did you win this award?
2010.
I'm sorry, which day?
2010.
Okay. Congratulations. Now, I guess Kelly gave us an idea of your product, but maybe you could share with us how you actually came up with this idea.
Sure. Let me first explain to you exactly what it is. It's a portable shade curtain that blocks over 99% of UVA and UVB rays, and it instantly attaches to any portable beach umbrella or canopy. And it attaches with peel-and-stick hook strips, and the bottom is designed so it adjusts to the height of your umbrella or canopy, and it also forms a pocket. So at the beach, you weighed it with sand. At the soccer field, you weighed it with water bottles or at the park towel.
Great.
So
fantastic.
I came up with this idea while I was at the soccer field. Every time we would go and we would bring a portable beach umbrella and we would spend most of the day chasing the shade under the umbrella because, as most people know, the shade is never under your umbrella or canopy. So I said to my husband, why isn't there a curtain? And it hit me, and I hit the ground running.
That's fantastic. So what did you do first when you came up with this idea? Because a lot of inventors, there's inventors listening that are at all different stages of their invention process. But one of the hardest things is when you come up with the idea, you start to scramble around and think about what to do and how to do it. What did you do first?
Well, the first thing I did was Google. And I Googled umbrella curtain, umbrella attachment, anything to see if somebody had already done something out there. And then when it came up, with nothing, no responses, I was further energized and went online and started researching books from other mompreneurs. How do you do this? Because I've been a lawyer for 21 years and never anything in the manufacturing field and had no idea, what to do. So I bought a book and outlined it and, used it essentially as my guide, how I go from an idea to actually manufacturing this.
That's fantastic. So that was a big step at that point. And then going through the process, I'm sure, was a challenge. So what was obviously the probably one of the most exciting parts was the development of your idea and being able to use that money. I guess you were stuck at one point of not having the money to be able to get manufacturing. So this is when you kind of looked and scoped this program out?
Yeah, I heard you said earlier on the show about searching out in grants, and then you click grants, and it's really not a grant.
Right, exactly.
there was a lot of that out there, and when I stumbled across the Huggies, you know, grant, I was really excited because, as Kelly said, there's just no money out there, and I came up with this in 2008 when there was really no money out there, and to get this. Allowed us to actually place an order in China and get product delivered.
Okay. Well, that sounds fantastic. So there was plenty of obstacles besides the money, which you ended up applying and getting the grant from Huggies. But what was one particular lesson that really stands out to you that if you were to tell an inventor how to get by or what to do or what they might run into and overcome, what do you think that would be?
The first obstacle would be filing your patent. It has taken us 3 years to get our patent and three no's before we got a yes, which I had no idea that you would get so many no's and that there would be, you know, constantly going back and forth. So I would tell an inventor to make sure that you research your lawyer, that your lawyer comes highly recommended because they're very, very expensive. And we actually changed lawyers because our first lawyer had done a bad job. And even though I'm a lawyer, reading that technical language was not something I had done before.
Right. So, it's unbelievable. It's like a some different language.
Exactly. It's old English. And you're going through this and your patent lawyer is saying to you, well, read it over and tell me what you think. And it's like, I don't know. What do you think?
Right.
So that's the first hurdle, is finding the right lawyer, making sure you have an item that can be patented, and making sure they do it right. And
absolutely.
I live by research, research, research.
Absolutely. Was there, last question, if you don't mind, Linda, was there ever a point throughout your process that you felt like you should license the product? I mean, when you knew that you needed the money, how long did you wait to reach out to this Huggies program, and did you consider licensing?
Well, I waited, 2 years. 2010 is when it came around. So the mm-hmm. first opportunity I had, I jumped on it. But initially, it was credit cards, bank accounts, all of that to fund everything. And
okay.
Licensing, you know, it's never, if somebody asked me about it, I'd probably consider it. But, you know, nobody has brought it up, and not knowing any of this field, you never know what to look for or what to do.
So how's your business going for you now?
Oh, the business has been great. Our first year in 2010, when we finally got product from China and were able to sell, we made less than $10,000. And then last year, if the IRS isn't listening, we made close to $100,000. So it has, you know, been tremendous.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining our show, Linda. We really appreciate it. Do you have a website that the listeners can connect up to?
I do. It is www.myeasy, with the letters easy, shade, shade.com.
Myeasyshade.com?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Linda. Thank you for joining us. So, Kelly, this has been very, very interesting to hear a story like that with Linda on the line, Linda Varga. That was really something special.
Yeah, you know, it's great to
when we got Linda's name and we saw the idea that she had, we recognized that, just as Linda did, that there wasn't anything out there. And when we read her submission and realized that, hey, this is an opportunity for her actually to buy the product and get it out there so people can see this product as well as it meets an unmet need, it fit right in line with what we're trying to accomplish.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, you know what? Let's make a quick announcement. We have Jen from the United Inventors Association, Jen Lawler. Jen, welcome to the show. You have a quick announcement for us?
Right. Hold on.
I just wanted to remind the listeners that the UIA is sponsoring a very large Inventor Pavilion at the International Home and Houseware Show, March 10th through the 13th. And housewares includes a lot of things. It's kitchen gadgets, it's cleaning products, it's storage, it's lawn and garden, and even pet care. So if, you know, your listeners are looking to get their product out in the marketplace, this could be a great place to give it a shot. We also, besides exhibiting, we have pitching opportunities, and we have education with our special guest this year, TV, as seen on TV, legend Ron Popeil. So I just want to, if people want to get involved, shoot me an email, and I'll tell you how you can be a part of it.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Jen. And, of course, the United Inventors Association, thank you for all your help and support. United Inventors Association, you can go to UIAUSA.org, and Jen Lawler and the team at UIA keep that website posted quite often, and you can keep updated on what's happening in the inventors world out there. So, all right, we'll be back with Kelly Stevenson and some other recipients of the Kimberly Clark Huggies brand Mom-inspired grant program on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Stay tuned for segment 3.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $20,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need, churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978.
When did men lose their way? Was it Hollywood portraying us as wimps? Is it the daytime serials where we're on our hands and knees begging for affection from women? Is it all the talk shows telling us women want a sensitive guy or a macho man? Well, guy, how does it feel to spend $200 on a couple of dates and never hear from the girl again? Doc Loves the System can change all that. 35-plus years of Doc Loves life has been devoted to a simple question posed to over 10,000 women. Why do you choose to stay with one guy versus another? Doc Loves the System is a realistic approach to dating written just for men. Visit DocLove.com today. That's DocLove.com today for more about the system. It's time to reclaim your manhood. DocLove.com. The system will change your life.
We all need to work on a healthier lifestyle. The stresses of the day take their toll. And if we lack a healthy plan and activities, it's even harder to be fit. To make it easier for you to maintain a healthy lifestyle and reach fitness goals, Better Bodies by Chemistry and the Gina Aliotti Fitness Network have joined together to work for you. Better Bodies by Chemistry is here to provide vitamins and supplements to support and improve your health at a great value. And Gina Aliotti's Fitness Network provides the tools and a fitness environment where women can inspire each other to reach goals. With their help, you can achieve a healthy lifestyle that is realistic, no matter what your life encompasses. Joining the Gina Aliotti Fitness Network assures that you will never be alone in your fitness journey. And with Better Bodies by Chemistry's products, you are assured of the finest quality at a great price. Learn more at GinaAliotti.com and BetterBodiesByChemistry.com. That's GinaAliotti.com and BetterBodiesByChemistry.com.